Welcome to Spotlight on the Ulster County Regional Chamber of Commerce. My name is Ward Todd. Hope you're enjoying this wonderful Sunday here in the Hudson Valley. We've had a fantastic summer. It's hard to believe it's winding down. But while maybe some of you were resting or on vacation, we've been busier than ever. I want to thank all the great folks at the Hudson River Maritime Museum. This past week, we had a phenomenal mixer. I think we had over 350 in attendance. So much great food from a number of wonderful area restaurants who donated the food. Thanks to all of them. Special thanks to our sponsor, Begnell Motors. They seem to always set the bar really high in terms of door prizes, giving away again this year three 50-inch flat screen TVs. So that was really cool that at least three of our attendees were crazed about. So wonderful time. Thanks again to all the great staff, volunteers, and the board of directors at the Hudson River Maritime Museum. We are moving around the month of September. We take our monthly mixer out to the Bank of Greene County. Should be a wonderful mixer on September the 14th from 5 to 7 o'clock. They're located at Myron Lane, right across from Swim King. You can't miss them. And it's going to be a great mixer. They're a wonderful partner of ours. We do a lot of work with the Bank of Greene County, and I want you to see their facility out in the town of Ulster. So mark it in your calendar. Again, the date is September 14th. 5 to 7 p.m. They are both the host and the sponsor of this mixer, September 14th at the Bank of Greene County in the town of Ulster. The biggest networking event of the year is coming up. It's the Buy Local Expo. It's going to be on September 21st from noon to 5 at Diamond Mills Hotel and Tavern. I think we found a permanent home for our expo. It's worked out so well there the last few years. Special thanks to our presenting sponsor, Nacarado Insurance, and our principal sponsor, the UPS Store. We've got almost 100 exhibitors and sponsors who will be there waiting to see you. So jot it down your calendar again. September 21st is the date for chamber members and the general public as well. It's our Buy Local Expo 20th edition at Diamond Mills in Saugerties. And we're delighted to have on the radio today our guest from National Business Equipment, a good partner of the Chambers as well, right here in Kingston, Dave Lewis, their branch manager. Hello, David.
Hi, Ward. Thanks for letting me be here.
It's a pleasure. Thanks for being on the radio with us. We know a lot about this company, but I'm not sure that our general public knows about National Business Equipment, but it's almost like still... Congratulations on your move to Kingston, but I note it's 1 year ago already.
Yes, absolutely. We came into this area a year ago this month, as a matter of fact. We're celebrating that next week with an event that we're having. I don't know if now's time to announce any information on that.
Absolutely. It's the 1 year anniversary. And what's the address, first of all?
It's 500 Aaron Court. Right here in Kingston, right over near the Hannaford Plaza, if anybody's not sure where Aaron Court might be. Right. So real easy to get to, not hard to get in, plenty of parking. Great location over there.
It's a great location. We were there, and it does seem like less than a year ago for the ribbon cutting. Great to meet all of your staff and see all the equipment on display. Tell folks more about National Business Equipment.
Sure. Well, first, just to talk a little bit more about the event, I'll go on some details on that part of it, and then I'll go into National as a company. That's all right. So like I said, we're celebrating a one-year anniversary. That's going to be Wednesday next week from 10 a.m. to 3. We are asking people to RSVP so we can make sure that we let Dicings, yes, that's right, Dicings will be catering it for us. We want to make sure we get them an accurate count so that we don't run out of Dicings food. I know everybody loves to eat it, so we want to make sure we have plenty. We're also going to be doing some great prizes. We're going to have iPads available. We're going to have Bose speakers. And just announced today, as a matter of fact, we have two sets of Mets tickets as well. So that'll be a nice nice prize for somebody to win.
These are door prizes you're doing throughout the day?
You get a chance to win it just for showing up. We will have door prizes as well. So everybody that comes in will be able to get a door prize. At least the first 50 or so of them will have a door prize. And then everybody that comes in with their business card, drop it in. You get a chance to win one of those prizes. And my personal favorite of the prizes, there's also a red Ferrari that you have a chance to win.
What? Ferrari?
It's only remote control, unfortunately. But it's still, you get the chance to say, hey, I own a red Ferrari.
Fantastic.
And you don't need to do it and put any more qualifiers after it.
That's great.
So these have always been great events that we've done in the past with our company. We've been around since 1927. We've been doing these events periodically throughout the years at our other locations. And it's always great for not only just to meet and greet the people you'd be working with at National, but also to find out a little bit more about our company. You know, the name National Business Equipment might give you some ideas of what it is that we do, but you'll be pleasantly surprised if you actually come and visit us to see all of the areas that we're involved in now. We're much more than who we used to be even less than 10 short years ago. It's also a great event for you to be able to meet any of our current customers as well. We love to have our current customers there. It's a great way for them to meet any prospective customers that might be looking to find out more about us. And that way you can really get it right from first person to find out the great service we've been able to provide them. And it's another way, anybody who is not a current customer or even a prospective customer, I look at this as a great way to thank the Kingston area and Ulster County especially for just the warm reception we've gotten since we've been here a year ago. I myself only just came here a couple of months ago. I took over the branch late in May, and ever since we came down here, the first week that we first moved in into this area, my wife and I both looked at each other and we just fell in love with this place. We didn't know anything about it before coming down, but it's so amazing. All the things that are around. We love the outdoors. You know, we love how green it is here. We love the people here. Everyone is just the nicest people. We moved in the day of, and everyone in our neighborhood came out to say hello and just to greet us as the new neighbors. I've never had that before. You know, I've said hello to somebody as they're kind of coming in and out, but that was about it. I've never had people come out and say, hey, let's welcome the new neighbor. So we were both really impressed with that.
And where do you live?
We live currently over in Port Ewan, having a little apartment over there, but we're actually looking at purchasing a house here pretty soon. We found one or two we kind of like, but we'll see how that turns out here.
You going to stay in Esopus or move elsewhere in the county, or don't you know for sure?
Well, we're not exactly sure where we're going to end up exactly. We're still keeping our options open. We only just moved into an apartment, so we still have plenty of time. It's obviously really early in the process, but we're looking all around the area here. It's just gorgeous, absolutely gorgeous.
It is great, especially in the Hamlets, and we talk about this when we do tourism promotion all the time. Whether you're coming here just to visit for a weekend or a week, or maybe you're going to come here and actually move your family and your business here, the Hamlets are amazing in terms of how welcoming they are and what great magnets they are for people, all the shops and stores. And yeah, Port Ewan is a really cool place, a great town of Esopus as well. So officially welcome to Ulster County. You said you were from Albany?
Yep, originally just outside of Albany, a little place called Ward of Elite. It's only really on the map because it has an
armory.
Famous old arsenal. Yes, yes, absolutely. So if you've ever driven past Albany on the 787, you see the tanks and everything on the left-hand side. Well, that's Ward of Elite Arsenal right there. Yeah. I grew up walking distance from there.
Did you really?
Pretty much my entire life. A really interesting little town over there.
And went to college in the area?
Siena College. Graduated there, my bachelor's degree back in 2010. My father had graduated there. My grandmother had graduated there as well. So, you know, long history of family graduate alumni at that college.
Well, and a lot of folks from Ulster County went to Siena as well. They've got a great connection with us. So many local families sent their kids to Siena. Great basketball team, great sports.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. That was fantastic. The basketball team was always fun to be able to see what they were doing. And I was lucky enough while I was there, they made it to the second round of the NCAA that one year. And they almost won that game.
Absolutely.
I could not believe it. And I saw Hasbrook actually a day or two afterward in the halls. And I said, oh, my goodness, that was amazing. And so he was a real down-to-earth guy. It was great being able to meet him. And I'm glad he went on to the NBA.
Yeah.
Because he was really talented.
College basketball fans will never forget that was quite a run Siena had and just an amazing year. It was a lot of fun to watch. It really was.
Absolutely.
Talk more about National Business Equipment, if you would. Again, Dave Lewis is our guest. He is the branch manager at their office down at Aaron Court, just near Hannaford's. But you've got, first of all, locations throughout the Northeast. Where else are you in the region?
Absolutely. Well, we have, of course, our location here in Kingston, which happens to be my favorite. I don't know why, but it just sticks out for me. We, of course, have our main headquarters in Albany, New York. As well as a branch in Glens Falls and Plattsburgh. And we're also building a new branch that's actually going to be right across the lake from Plattsburgh up in Burlington, as a matter of fact. So we're growing and expanding. I mean, this is growth that has only really happened in the last year where we've added these three other locations. So it's been just a tremendous, tremendous growth for the company. We've been doing a phenomenal job with our customers. We do not lose customers. We keep customers for life. It's just one of those things. We've been very fortunate that we've been able to hang on to these relationships for so long.
And the company has a great history, you started to say, right?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. We've been around since 1927, as a matter of fact. So a little longer ago than when I was born. We started off as the camera exchange and changed into State Photo. So anybody who may have known anything up in the Albany area and those seedless little huts outside of Kmart parking lots and whatnot, that was National Business Equipment.
So State Photo, huh?
State
That's
Photo.
The history.
Yep,
yeah, sure. I think everybody knew of State Photo. photo.
Oh,
very
yeah,
well
absolutely.
Known. And so what a change, right? Yep. Obviously, in that technology, in that industry, things changed dramatically.
Oh, yes, without a doubt. They ended up changing the name to National Graphic Supply and became one of the largest providers for development in the Kodak area during the whole Kodak growth and whatnot. And then, for obvious reasons, ended up having to move away from that that industry. And you know, obviously, good thing that we did, and we've been able to be successful in adapting to the changing markets and moved into getting into multifunction printers. You know, your copiers, of course, we moved into, developed a great relationship with Kyocera. Mita. We've had a wonderful relationship with the Kyocera company throughout the last many, many decades. We've actually grown enough to become their actually third largest dealer in the country. You know, here we are, a little company right out of Albany with, you know, 60 employees or so, and here we are, the third largest in the country. And it's just been a great story to tell. We've been able to get that growth really from just the service that we provide to our customers. And we were, as a matter of fact, just awarded by BEI. It's an independent agency that rates service personnel and service organizations throughout the country among multiple different types of providers. We actually just won a gold award, which put us in the top 20% of service departments in the country. That was thanks to some of our great technicians. We have, I believe, six of our technicians that won either a gold, platinum, or a diamond award. And one of our technicians, as a matter of fact, that won the platinum award, he was actually rated as 15th in the country out of thousands of technicians. So we're very fortunate to have such great personnel working for us.
It sounds as if you realize what's one of the most important things, if not the most important thing, and that's customer service and being able to take care of your clients after you actually become in a relationship with them, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's the number one key point that with our organization. You know, Scott Muller, our president, he's that's always something that's been a huge focus for him. And everybody says, oh, yeah, we focus on customer service. But really, this company takes it to a whole nother level when you talk about the service that we provide. You know, not only do we provide guarantees unlike anyone else in the industry, you know, our guarantee even makes sure it holds our feet to the fire. And it says, if we don't abide by what we say that we're going to do, well, there's a money-back guarantee that's going to back it up. We're going to make sure that we're taking care of you as a customer, and making sure that if, you know, something's not working, we're either going to fix it or you're going to get something else to use in the meantime. That's all part of our black and white guarantee that we can provide anyone that they wanted to look at it. It's unlike anything else in the industry, for sure.
Talk about Kyocera, because it's a name very familiar to a lot of folks. Great equipment. Is that like number one on your list when you go to talk to a prospective customer?
Absolutely. I mean, we try to make an approach that's really a consultative approach when it comes to any interactions with a customer or prospective customer. And we don't like to be kind of lumped into just, we're a Kyocera dealer or we're a copier dealer. That's not really the direction of the company. As we talked about being able to adapt and change with what's happening in industry, even in the copier industry, of course, you know, there's really a negative growth, you know, happening in the industry because people are moving away from using paper for obvious reasons. You know, it's definitely a high expense. You've got a lot more people doing things on your tablets and your computers and trying to go a lot more paperless these days. So we need to obviously be able to adapt as an organization. So we've moved from a copier company to more of a technology provider, would be the way that we describe it. And if you were to ask me to say, okay, well, what's your quick down and dirty of how do you answer the question, what do you do as an organization? And, you know, my way of answering it would be, we help organizations manage their existing technology while helping to utilize other developed technology strategies to help them align that technology with the needs and their goals of the organization. So what does that really mean? Essentially, your organization is going in a direction. And a lot of times, things in technology and IT are kind of seen as those necessary evil expenses that we just have to have going because, you know, we can't survive without technology. But a lot of times, we don't look at it from a strategic standpoint to say, well, how do I use that technology that I already have without even talking about purchasing new technology? How do I use the technology I already have to make sure that it's keeping me going in the same direction that I'm trying to put the company in, if that makes sense?
Absolutely. And so talk more about the whole IT portion of the company now and how that has evolved.
Well, it's definitely evolved for us that we're becoming more of an IT-centric organization. And IT means a lot of things to a lot of people. If I asked you, Ward, what did IT mean to you? You'd answer one way. If we walked out on the street and asked somebody else what IT meant to them, it would answer something else. A lot of times you'll have the concept of IT is, I have one guy who's my IT manager and he knows how to do everything from building my website to maintaining my server, fixing my phone system, and making sure that everybody's laptops are running properly, when a lot of times it's very difficult for a single person to be able to do all those tasks or at least be a master in all those tasks. So where we come in is we try to become that outside advisor to say, all right, well, where are you today and where are you looking to be? And what are the challenges for you to be able to get to where you want to go? And a lot of times starting off with a simple question like that leads to just a great conversation, a wonderful conversation with people to find out more not only about their business and where they want to be, but about the challenges that they face when they say, well, I want to go to point B, but I'm stuck at point A because of, you know, X, Y, and Z. So we will come to them and say, well, we'll act as your, we like to call it your virtual CIO. So now you have somebody outside of your organization that's going to help you to be able to look at things in a different way, to find out how do I utilize what I have to make sure I'm still going in the direction I want to be, and to help catch a lot of those instances where we find ourselves scrambling because, okay, our copier died, and now we've got to scramble and get another one in here really soon because we didn't plan accordingly to make sure that we had something set aside in the budget for that this year. Or the server failed on us, and we've got to scramble to try to get that up, or phone system, or anything else in the technology setting to make sure that we're planning for those instances so that we can realize and say, hey, you know what? We need to make sure that 2 years from now we're looking at this aspect of technology. 3 years from now we're not going to have to make sure we look at this aspect of technology. So we essentially develop a roadmap for you when it comes to your technology needs. It's all part of our process that we're going to be able to provide to you as a prospective customer. This is before, you know, anything else has gone further than the prospective stage.
And as part of your sales presentation, for lack of a better term, talking to an individual customer about maybe his system, which could well be described as being antiquated or outdated, and how that's costing him and his customers money.
Absolutely. We focus not only on the hard costs that you'll see when you're looking at different aspects of your technology. We'll look at things like, you know, of course, you know, on your copier, sometimes that's something that might be a center where you've got some high costs in there. But a lot of people these days are also locked into long-term agreements, so they're not looked at very often, which we understand, and we're not coming in trying to, you know, try and change anything that you're not ready to change. We'll also look at those other areas that we all complain about, but there's very, very little options to make a change to try to actually reduce your cost. So sometimes we'll approach a customer and we'll say, okay, well, you're having some different struggles with, you know, X, Y, and Z. Talk to us about how you're printing right now on the other devices, not just on your copiers, but about your printers. Because we all love going to Staples or WB Mason or all those, you know, these companies these days and buying toner and paying those prices for toner. And it seems like no matter where you go, your price is only about a dollar or two different no matter what you do with it. So everybody's about the same. And we're all stuck here in the middle saying, where is all this money going? How are we spending so much money on printing? And that's really one of the biggest benefits we've provided to a lot of our current customers as well as prospective customers, where we'll do a free analysis. We'll say, let's look at all of your printers. Let's find out how you're utilizing them. And maybe we'll notice things like, you know what? Sue over in accounting is just printing up a storm over there, but her printer is one of your least efficient printers. And you have Bob over in the front office who doesn't really print all that much, but his printer is maybe one of the newer ones, or maybe it's a little bit older, but it's the most efficient printer you have in your fleet. We'll be able to make recommendations to you that cost you nothing and say, hey, why don't we switch Bob and Sue's printers around? It's going to reduce your printing cost by X amount. That's part of the process that we provide to provide that value to our customers. That, again, before we get any further than the prospective stage, we're going to give you actionable intelligence to be able to make better decisions about your organization in the long run. And we do that because we're so confident in our ability to assist customers that we know that once we provided that information to you, that maybe not right away, but down the road, most likely we'll be able to call you a customer.
Fantastic. Talk a little bit more about some of the other great services. I know you do phone systems and servers and so much more, right?
Oh, absolutely. The servers definitely comes into the, you know, the IT side of things where we can definitely provide those services, but it all comes back to that technology roadmap that we talked about and what you would want to look at it as a, you know, from a server perspective. On the phone system side, we've been a provider for Avaya now for a little over a year. We have a gentleman named Jason Tate, who's been the head of our telecommunications department for that same amount of time. He's been in the industry since he was 18 years old. So he has seen just about every phone system out there. I can't tell you the number of times we go on appointments and walk through and look at people's systems. And he said, oh, I remember this system. I installed this one 15 years ago. It's amazing the resource that we have in Jason. He's incredibly intelligent. He's not a salesperson. He's an engineer. So he looks at it from that kind of perspective to find out, you know, what's your pain? What's happening with your phones right now that you wish that you could do this, or hasn't been working right this way, or whatever it might be? So he can, from an engineer's perspective, build you a system that's going to meet your needs, and of course, meet within the budget that you need to stay in.
David Lewis is our guest on the radio. He's the Kingston Branch Manager for National Business Equipment. Tell folks not only where you are, again, but how they can get in touch with you, your website, and so forth.
Absolutely. Yeah. We're over on 500 Aaron Court. So that's, again, right by the Hannaford Plaza right here in beautiful Kingston. So not very far at all, very easy to get to. You contact us, of course, on our website. So it's www.national1927.com to, of course, remember our year that we started in 1927. You can also call us at our local number, 845-765-5555 is a way to get a hold of us. And just to reiterate again, we are celebrating our first anniversary here Wednesday next week from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Get a chance to win some great prizes. Like we have two sets of Mets tickets. We have iPads, Bose speakers, as well as a nice red Ferrari that unfortunately, Ward, it's only remote control. So sorry, you can't drive it home, unfortunately.
And you've got catered food all day and product demonstrations and lots going on. I know you do need folks to RSVP though, right?
We do. We ask people to RSVP to us. You can contact us, of course, through the website. You can also email me directly. That's D Lewis, so D like David, LEWIS at national1927.com. So I'll be accepting any reservations that people want to make to be able to register for the event, because we are having Dyson's catering the food for us. So we want to make sure we don't run out of that fantastic food they provide.
Awesome. So be sure to call or email to show up on Wednesday, August 24th, again from 10 to 3. Love to see you there. They're at 500 Aaron Court. You'll see a lot of folks around. So there'll be a lot of activity. You know which office front it is. Great location, and it's so great to have you here in Ulster County, David. We're thrilled that you're here, and we're so thrilled that you enjoy being in this beautiful part of the Hudson River Valley.
Absolutely. It's been a very welcoming community. We love being here. My family loves it. You know, all of my staff over here, we've loved it, and it's been just fantastic, the warm reception we've gotten from everyone here in Ulster County especially.
All right, great. Good luck, continued success. Keep up the great work at National Business Equipment. Thanks for being on the radio.
Thank you, Ward.
All right, Dave. So we want to invite our members and prospective members to come to some upcoming chamber events. Lots going on in our greater Ulster County region. The goal is to provide more business for our members to keep the local economy going. We do that through a lot of networking events, and the mixers have been phenomenal lately. I should again thank the great folks at the Hudson River Maritime Museum. Just this past week, we had a wonderful mixer there. The month before, we were at the Chateau here in Kingston, another huge crowd. And that's all part of what we do, get folks together in a social, relaxed atmosphere, and it invariably helps that people wind up doing business and helping their business grow. So be part of this. If you're not already, you can find out more at the Ulster Chamber website, ulsterchamber.org. Hope to see you at our next mixer, September 14th, at the Bank of Greene County in the town of Ulster. They are our host and sponsor. And we hope to see you also, the general public, invited to our chamber breakfast meeting September the 29th, featuring the congressional candidates, John Faso and Zephyr Teachout. It will be at the Best Western Plus. Our sponsor is the Golden Hill Nursing and Rehabilitation Center. You really want to check that out. It should be a great breakfast meeting from 7:30 to 9. And that's our program for today. We thank you for joining us on the radio. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday, and be with us again next week for another edition of Spotlight on the Ulster County Regional Chamber of Commerce.